Shoftim Perik Beis Pasuk Vav, the real start of Sefer Shoftim with the continuation of Sefer Yehoshua really haven't come until now. Where we begin at this point is that we've seen the failure of Klal Yisrael to drive out all of the Canaanim in their territory. And now the general spiritual decline of the Jewish people follows, which is something, unfortunately, as the Malbim told us previously, that is caused by our failure to complete the job, to complete the bris that we had made with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pasuk Vav begins with the beginning of this decline. Vayishalach Yehoshua es ha'am, and Yehoshua dismissed the people, sent the people back to their own farms and their own tribes and their own nachalos after his last shmooze to them. So since we said, we're about to say, Vayasu hara, we begin a little before that moment. Vayelchu v'nei Yisrael ish l'nachalosa lo reshes es ha'aretz. And so the B'nai Yisrael went, each to his own portion, to inherit the land. So far, Yehoshua had no choice but to send us all home to inherit the land. But with that came the division between people who had been united for the previous 60 to 80 years. Starting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were one unit. Although the Medrash describes in the Chumash, By the Yamsuf, that each Shevet walked in its own pathway through the Yamsuf, but we all walked at the same time, separate pathways, but united in action and moment. But now that is over, and so everybody is going back to their families, going back to inherit their land. Lo reshes es ha'aretz is not necessarily an implied criticism, but it is a statement of purpose, that the purpose right now is to inherit the land, to get involved in your business, to get involved in your ASEC. The Mesilas Yesharim has a really interesting Perek Hay that I'm in the middle of learning right now that talks about how one has to keep one's priorities in order. Koveya Itim LaTorah is more important than one's ASEC, and the ASEC, the business, distracts us. The focus on the toil that we do, and ultimately the attitude, the Mesilas Yesharim says, that our efforts are what earn us our money and our advancement. We begin to get a little kochi va'otzem yadi about how our work is what's responsible for our success. Forgetting, of course, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Rebbe last night, who was giving a shiur, Mesil Sesharim, explained, he said, so what happens when somebody wants to buy tickets to the lottery? And he takes $100, and instead of buying one ticket, he buys 50 tickets, $52 tickets to the $400 million lottery. First of all, that doesn't really change one's odds in any significant way. But second of all, even if it did, let's say your odds went from 1 in 200 million to 1 in 100 million. Somehow you think that your act of buying 49 extra lottery tickets is going to be what wins you the lottery. Oh, the odds are more in my favor, so I'll win. He said, that's nonsense. That's a mistake. It's a statement of a lack of emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have a Pesach to win. All you need is the one ticket. You just need the right ticket. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding who gets the right ticket. But if you buy 50 tickets, it's showing that you're trusting in your actions more. Ah, I'll have better odds if I do this. You're not the one who makes the decision on whether, as he said, you should be blessed or maybe cursed to win $400 million. It could be a gift, it could be a challenge. But either way, sending us out to inherit our own individual portions is the beginning of our distraction in this situation. Okay, so we go home. Pasuk Zayin, Vayavdu Ha'ames Hashem Kol Yimei Yehoshua. All the days that Yehoshua was alive, we continued to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. V'chol Yimei Hazakenim. And as long as the Zakenim were around after the death of Yehoshua, those Zakenim, Yeshua Kibbutarim, Moshe Kibbutarim, Yisraelim, sorry, Yeshua, Yeshua LeZakenim, that first generation of great Zakenim, of great leaders, we also stayed on the straight and narrow. Asher Ha'erichu Yamim Acharei Yehoshua, who lived on, whose days extended past Yehoshua's own days. Asher Ra'u, Eis kol ma'asei Hashem ha'godol asher asa li'Yisrael, that they had seen all of the great deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for Klal Yisrael. But immediately, there's an implied criticism here. When it says, Asher ha'erichu yomim acharei Yoshua, Rashi explains, quoting the Tanoim, and all the other Mefarshim also say this as well, yomim ha'erichu shanim lo ha'erichu. They lasted days after Yoshua, but they did not last years after Yoshua. Why not? Because when Yoshua died, they fell short. And Yoshua ben Nun, the servant of God, died at the age of 110, which we know, we've learned earlier, partially cut short because of what Hashem perceived as his laxity in fulfilling the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and then leaving it incomplete. Pasuk Tes explains the lackadaisicalness of the Zakenim on their level. And then they buried him when Yehoshua died on the border of his territory in Timnas Cheres on Har Ephraim, on the mountains of Ephraim, Mitzafon Lahar Goash, to the north of a place called Har Goash. And these place names are significant. Timnas Cheres used to be called Timnas, I believe it was Sachar or Secher, we said earlier. Oh, unfortunately, it's eluding me right now. But we mentioned at that time, when we talked about where Yehoshua was buried, Timnas Serach, it said in Yehoshua Perichov Dalet Pasuk Lamed. Why is it called Cheres now? Because on his kever, they put up a three-dimensional model of the sun, a round orb, to be a reference to his stopping the sun, more accurately, Hashem stopping the sun while he was praying for that. Unfortunately, this became an object of worship, an Avodah Zarah center. People started to worship the sun, and eventually they had it smashed. That's Timnas Cheres. Har Goash, we mentioned earlier in Yehoshua, because there's going to be, I believe, an earthquake of sorts. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry? Why? Because the hespedin and the funeral was cut short. The people weren't interested in a funeral worthy of the second greatest leader of Klal Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu. The people were interested in going home and going back to work. They were sitting during the Levaya checking their phones, looking at their text messages and emails in case you missed something important at work. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was furious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the respect that you show to the great Yehoshua ben Nun when he dies. It's a symbol of the generation being impatient, of the generation losing focus, of the generation putting its priorities in the wrong place. And that, at the funeral after the death of Yehoshua ben Nun, is where things start to go south. And we're going to see that it's going to get worse as the generations progress.